From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region.
There was snow on the streets. We turned around, headed back down, and I won't be back. I see tomorrow, she's got a bed that I can borrow. When I learned to walk, I fell down a stairway. Now that I can talk, I still learn the same way. Took a pink paper slip, carbon copy, and a paycheck down the sink. She won't be back. I see her tomorrow. Got a bed that I can borrow. When I learned to walk, I fell down a stairway. And now that I can talk, I still learn the same way. Trouble I got into was the trouble you assumed. I would not have a chance in hell. It's not my soul to sell. When I learned to walk, I fell down a stairway. And now that I can talk, I still the same way. When I learned to walk, I fell down a stairway. Now that I can talk, I still learn the same way.
Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Wayne Graham. Coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guest artists and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins. Red Barn Radio is now in our 17th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 637th live concert performance. Tonight, we present Wayne Graham, a band from the Southeast Kentucky made up of two brothers, Hayden and Kenny Miles. Their sound is eclectic yet familiar, and it has been said that they are both old souls, and that comes through very clearly in their music. The band is Kenny Miles, lead vocals and guitar, Hayden Miles on drums, Lee Owen on lead guitar, and Chris Justice on bass. Please welcome Wayne Graham to the Red Barn stage.
Thank you.
is Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, speaking with Wayne Graham. Here's Brad.
So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the music of Kenny and Hayden Miles, and they're here with a great band, Lee Owen and Chris Justice, Chris on bass and Lee on lead guitar. Band's name is Wayne Graham. Maybe a good starting point would be for you to tell us a little bit about these grandpas that you named the band after.
Kenny Miles.
Wayne was my dad's dad, and he passed away when I was 2, but my earliest memory is of him, and he was just like, we still play a lot of the gear that he bought in pawn shops and stuff. Like, he just had a really good eye for musical instruments and really everything. That's partially where the musical side of the family, it starts with him and his relatives.
Was he a musician too?
Yes, he sort of dabbled in a wide variety of instruments. Loved listening to music, loved Don Williams, and that's why Hayden wrote the song, Don Williams.
Searching for a voice I've never heard before. Trying to find a needle in the hay. Avanti C60 about 24. I get closer every time that I press play. All I know is all that has been told to me. Doubts about my progress filtering. As I glance up through the family tree, I see Don Williams again. Cold heart still and fast hot licks adorn the tapes. Tub and shed are present there as well. Local legends and speakers of faith. Another draw, water from the well. Pictures and keepsakes are certainly company. I know much more than I did when I began. Yet another stunt of growth within my flowering. When I see Don Williams again. Thank you.
we've never heard him sing, so my uncle gave me like a quarter-inch reel-to-reel machine a few years ago, and then another uncle gave us a bunch of old tapes that belonged to him. So we, Hayden especially, looked through them all trying to find his voice somewhere on them, and came up empty. So that's what the song was about, I think, right? And then Graham, I got to know him a little more. I spent a lot of time with him when I was a kid, and he was a gardener and had retired from the coal mines. He was in World War II and just like lived off the land in a really graceful way, had a really easy sort of nature about him, and was just a really cool person to have in my early life.
Hmm. Yeah. Hayden, do you have anything to share about either of these grandpas that Kenny didn't already share?
I never got to meet Wayne, actually. He passed away before I was born.
Hayden Miles.
I do remember Papaw Cancer. He passed away when I was 5. But just having breakfast up there, he would have eggs over very easy, like runny eggs.
That's how I like them, too.
And me, too. And that's why I like them. It's like, I remember eating them that way with him and just runny eggs and toast. And those are some of my memories of Papaw Cancer. I don't remember that much because I was very young, but
yeah. Food associations are pretty strong, you know.
They are for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweeping up the top floor, should have brought a raincoat, muscle men and hard hats leading the way. Can't you come and see me sometime next time you're in town when the leaves are brown? Cause I can get to you now. Figure you out. Yeah, I can get to you now. Nancy was a Lee's Ford lawyer in Marina. Biker gang antics waving down low. Louis B. Nunn in the Cumberland Valley School. You're an hour to you now. I can figure you out, and I can think of you.
Talk to us a little bit about Whitesburg.
I love Whitesburg, and just recently moved back there after spending a few years away. There is a lot of infrastructure for the arts that doesn't exist in other small towns, so that's a really cool thing. Like, some great programs are there to either bring in culture or to prop up the culture that already exists there, so that's a cool thing. And also the open mic that we used to go to quite a bit was like full of totally unknown, probably never recorded great songwriters, you know.
Right.
It's sort of everyone's favorite pastime to play music and or do something creative, you know, so it's like an easy place to be interested in that kind of thing.
Mm. Mom and Dad also from Letcher County?
They are.
Okay.
They're sitting right there on the front row.
Does Apple Shop sort of drive all that cultural exchange in Whitesburg, or has it spread out a little bit?
It sort of exists in a few different forms there. The Apple Shop is probably the most established way that happens there, but also it was not always easy to like know what was happening at the Apple Shop when I was growing up, or like know how to be a part of what they were doing. We've played a lot of shows there. I used to have a radio show on WMMT there. Uh-huh. The community radio aspect of it is really my favorite part. There's just sort of a built-in desire to express yourself in some way or another, and so there are all these pockets of people around most of Eastern Kentucky, I think, that it's okay to do that and like show it to your friends, you know.
Yeah.
Gave you a ride to North Kentucky. Gave you a ride to Tennessee. We didn't see no cliffs of Dover, but you asked it to come closer so we could meet. She's got Clorox in her sweat glands. She's a favorite to take it all. She might lead you into quicksand, so I'd give everything I can, man. Give that girl a call. One more thing been on my mind. I'll ask everyone who's certain. They're the ones who have to know. If tonight they drop the curtain, tomorrow I'll be working, reaping what I've sowed. Xerox the rear of any woman. You will always find the same. You won't see no cliffs of Dover, but if you just look closer, you might find your brain. One more thing, then on my mind, do I come up from time to time?
Music started between the two of you. You all, earlier on in your lives, you played music together. How early in your lives did you actually start to get together and say, hey, this is cool?
I got my first drum set when I was 9. Just would play at the house, but it was much harder than I was expecting it to be, I think. But
really?
My uncle was a drummer, and our dad's a guitar player. Kenny learned bass from dad, and I would kind of hang around my uncle more and started showing an interest in drums, so they got me a drum set, and then we all started playing in church together, and that was kind of the beginning of everything. And then we had mutual friends that would come over to the house and play music with us, and just kind of kept growing. We started taking it more seriously and trying to, like, Kenny got really into recording, and we got really into making records and going out and playing and stuff. And
you're no hack drummer. I mean you got your rudiments down. It's just so nice to hear you play. Did you have a teacher?
I was in band in 6th and 7th grade. I learned a lot in band, just about control and different stuff like that. I would watch my uncle play a lot, and I said for years that he was my teacher, or like I took lessons from my uncle, but I never really did. But
yeah,
that was kind of, I never really had a instructor or anything. I just remember when I was a kid being around, he had a huge drum set, and it was like too big. It was unnecessary. I remember just being around it, and I would tap stuff every once in a while. He was also left-handed, which just completely threw me off. We have family that lives in Louisville. One of our cousins had a drum set in his room, and I remember playing on that drum set when I was super little. I don't know how old I was, but it was pretty much just like, "We will rock you," just a... And since that moment, I was kind of interested in just drums and watching Uncle Barry. Yeah.
It was in your bloodstream on the day he died. They replaced it with formaldehyde. You can't hide from it, and neither could I. Easy on the resting eyes, rest your soul. Leaving like a bird flies south when it snows. Every lie I believed was a lie. On the altar and a foot in the grave. You can't hide from it, and neither could I. Easy on the resting eyes, rest your soul. Make your way on down to Mexico. Never told you a thing you didn't.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Wayne Graham, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Wayne Graham after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.